There is something about Christmas. Something about this time of year. Something about the lights and the trees and the Santa in the mall with the crying baby on his lap. The neighborhoods festooned with blinking lights, red and yellow and green and white, that illuminate the fronts of houses well past bedtime. Something about the stores filled with people trying desperately to find that one item, that one thing that will be that perfect gift for that someone special, or at least the perfect gift I could find at the last minute on sale for that special someone. Something about the parties and the gatherings, people coming together to eat ridiculous amounts of chocolate-covered whatevers, opening presents and being with one another. Something about the radio stations filled with joy to the world, away in a manger in silent night. About TV stations showing that pregnant Mary riding that mysterious donkey we talked about last week to Bethlehem to have her baby. There is something transformational, something magical, something mystical about Christmas. When we started planning our sabbatical 3 years ago, I knew that I wanted to take it in the fall. That was my ideal time. Autumn is my favorite season. That's when I wanted to have the opportunity to rest, was in the fall when the temperatures are a little cooler, when the leaves are falling, when the air has that crisp feeling in it. And much of my sabbatical was spent on cool autumn evenings, sitting on my front porch swing in a sweatshirt, enjoying the crisp fall air with a hot cup of coffee. I knew that was when I wanted to rest. But part of my reason for wanting my sabbatical then as well was so that I could return at Advent. I could return for Christmas. This is the beginning of the church's liturgical year. We start with the preparation for the birth of Jesus. This is where our whole year theologically and liturgically kicks off. So it's a natural place for us to start our journey together again in the beginning. But more than even that, I wanted to come back at Christmas because of the magic of this season. This season where we all smile a little bit more, have joy a little bit more, hope a little bit more, love a little bit more. This season where we greet complete strangers with a smile and a Merry Christmas. This season where we go out of our way to do something special for one another. This season where we love one another like Jesus loved us. Where we live out God's kingdom as it's supposed to be. Just a little bit more. I believe in this time of year. I believe in Christmas, in the peace that it brings, in the hope that it fosters, in the love that it shares. I believe in Christmas. And as we restart our sojourn as pastor and church, I wanted the magic of this season to be our send-off. There is something about Christmas. Something that calls us home. And I think that's true for a lot of people. Christmas calls us home. Christmas Eve, tonight for our candlelight service, we will see faces, some we haven't seen in a while, some we have never seen. More than any other time of the year, more than any other worship service, even more than Easter, which I would argue is a bigger Christian holiday, means more to the Christian faith, it is Christmas Eve when we will see people come home. Come back to a thing that is missing, that thing they remember, that thing that they once knew or that they want to know. Hope and joy and love and peace call us home like that old yellow porch light Mom used to turn on in summer evenings to let us know it was time to come home again. They call us back to this magical, mystical thing that we call faith. no matter how long we have been gone, no matter how far away we may have traveled, no matter the hurt or the pain that may have launched us in the first place, this time of year offers healing and connection and something. Angie Renee is a teaching artist at the Northern Clay Center in Minneapolis. She works with my sister-in-law, and every morning she sends out an email, sort of a blog post, just a thought for the day. And she sends it out to about 50 or 60 people on her email list, and my sister-in-law is one of them. Last week she got one of Angie's little thoughts for the day, and my sister-in-law thought I might like to read it, so she forwarded it on to me. She didn't know that I was working on this sermon for today about how Christmas calls us home to God. But she sent this email to me, and after I read it, I reached out to Angie, and I said, "Angie, I'd really like to use your email. Would that be okay?" And she gave me permission, so I'd like to read what she wrote. This was about a week ago. "As a pastor's kid, I left the church many, many years ago in order to find my own truth in the world. I did this full of anger and rage. And it has been a 29-year journey to find peace. I've explored many things and have come to a new openness in my life. Every Christmas season, I have a longing to attend church, as I love the music in this time of season. So last weekend when my mom was in town, I suggested we go to church. We went to a church of my childhood denomination. I went in with an open heart. It happened to be the children's Christmas pageant, which brought back many memories of my own childhood. The youth minister gave the sermon that day. She was young and vibrant, and I was blown away. I have been very judgmental toward the church since I have left. I have my beliefs of what the church should be and felt it was not. She delivered a sermon on compassion, and when we feel that gut-wrenching feeling, that's a sign from God that we are to do something. We are to connect to our bodies and listen to what we are experiencing and ask what we are to do. We are to get off the couch and create change. She goes into much more depth, but this is the gist. What I came away from is a knowing that there are people out there working in the churches for change. They are building connections with others. They are breaking down old barriers and seeing the beauty of all people. I came home from that day with hope and peace." Isn't that what we all seek at this time of year? Amidst all the shopping and the wrapping and the cooking and the gathering and the going, doesn't this time of year touch us with memory that calls us back home? Back to that time when Christmas was magical, when it filled the whole world with God's love. Back to memories of family and friends. Back to being a part of family and friends, being surrounded by love and hope. There is something about Christmas. Something we can't quite put our finger on. Something that floats in the air on the notes of a slightly off-key Christmas carol. Something that follows us, pursues our hearts, and turns us back toward God. Back toward Jesus. Back toward home. I went home for Christmas last week. Went up to see my mom and my siblings. And in 48 years, I've never missed a Christmas at my mom's house. We gathered there. You know, I can remember when I was a young adult, when I was first out of college, going back and watching my siblings and I open presents and watch as that group began to expand to include wives and then children. Now when we gather, it's the children that open the presents. The adults sit around and we drink our coffee and we smile as the kids open another toy I'll step on in the middle of the night type stuff. We all sit around watching the wrapping paper that was so meticulously applied be torn to shreds in seconds. And we smile. This is Christmas. This is family. This is home. We sit there and we feel this peace, this joy of being together, being loved, being home, and it feels like magic. There is something about Christmas. Isn't that what the church should be? Especially in this time of year, but really all year, a place where people feel called, feel drawn to hope and peace and love and joy, a place where people connect to that memory they have of belonging, of being, of family, of home. This season, there is someone in your life, in your path, who is feeling this tug, this pull back to something they once knew, this call back to faith, back to God. Maybe they left a long time ago. Maybe they left because the church hurt them. Maybe they simply fell out of love with God. Maybe they simply drifted away and nobody noticed. But this time of year has stirred something deep in the recesses of their spirit, some long forgotten moment of belonging, of being, and they feel it now with the decorations and the melodies and the story being told again. They feel it. All they need is someone to reach out, someone they know, someone they love, someone they trust, someone to say, "It's time. It's time to come home for Christmas."